Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aram Be'Akv Shalom, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara that would base right before the second Mishnah brings the famous Agadah to what is the reason that we have Shivim Purim, 70 bulls in the days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara that's Keneget Shivim Umois corresponds to the 70 nations. And the Gemara brings a Mashal, a Melech Basav Adam, a king. He made a big meal for his slaves. And then, in the last day, he told his lover, make me a small meal so I'll enjoy you. The Medrash, both the Medrash Rabbah and the Medrash Tanchumo, on Pashas Pinchas, they add to it that the king made a big meal for all the people of the country. And then he says, I want a very small, simple meal with my lover. I want to just enjoy you alone. And similarly over here, in the 7 days of Sukkot, Kivyocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm enjoying the Umas HaOlam, I'm taking care of the Umas HaOlam. But when you get to Shmini Atzeres, now it's only you, Am Yisrael. And there's a lot that's said on this Gemara. But I want to bring here one explanation that Rav Yitzchak Eis Chaver says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the way I heard it from my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal in one of the Shiurim on Hoshana Rabbah. And he said the following. We know there's a little bit of a contradiction that we have regarding the connection, association of the Goyim to Sukkot. On one hand, the Gemara of the Zohar, the Gemara of the Zohar says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Goyim one mitzvah to do. They complain, why didn't you give us a Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you one mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Sukkot. They try to keep Sukkot, and they can't stand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun, they can't stand the sun. They leave the Sukkah, and they kick the Sukkah. That's the terrible thing they do. They show they have no connection to this Chag. They don't belong here. On the other hand, in the Navi Zechariah, it's brought down that everybody, all the Umas HaOlam, the Asid Lava in the future, will come to Beis HaMikdosh to celebrate Chag HaSukkot. And the Navi adds and says that any nation who is not going to come to celebrate Chag HaSukkot, they will not have rain. It's going to be conditional. If you come to celebrate Chag HaSukkot, you'll be part of it, you come to Yerushalayim, then you'll get rain that year. And if not, so Adarabba, the Navi is telling us how the Umas HaOlam in the future will be very connected to Sukkot. So are they part of Sukkot, or they're excluded from Sukkot? How do we understand that? Says Rav Yitzchak Eis Chaver that Sukkot, in general, as we mentioned in several shurim in this Pesachos, Sukkot represents the time of the Asid Lavi. It represents the time of the future. We mentioned what's brought down that the Chagim of Tishrei represent the process that will be in the future. There's Yom Hadin, Yom Hadin HaGadol, the very terrible judgment. Then there will be a Kapara, Tahara, that will come from Shemaim, that, similar to what happens in Yom Kippur. And then we come to the time of Hanah, of enjoyment, that we have in Sukkot. That's what we mentioned. In Sukkot, you don't have Inyan of Tzar. You cannot be Betzar. It's Tzar Potim in a Sukkah. Because that represents the time of joy, Tzadikim Yoishvim V'Neni Meziv Hashchina, that will come to Asid Lavi. That's the whole idea of Sukkot is the time for the Asid Lavi. Says of Yitzchak Eis Chaver, in Asid Lavi there's two stages. There's one stage when Mashiach comes, a stage of pleasure, of good time, and that is what's called still the Elef Hashishi, the sixth millennia of this world, the end of the sixth millennia, where we're still living in this world, Olam Hazeh, but in a perfect world. You have Mashiach over here. And in this, there it says, it says that the Goyim will join Am Yisrael by servicing them and being part of them in that time, and they will enjoy also the time of Asid Lavi. But then comes what's called Olam Haba, the next stage. The time which is Elef HaShvi, the seventh millennia. And there, then only the Yidden, only Am Yisrael has a place over there. That's an Olam which is prepared for the Schar, for the reward of Am Yisrael. There's no place there for Umas HaOlam at all. Mimele says the Yitzchak Eis Chaver, this is what we have the representation of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. On Sukkot, the 7 days of Sukkot, the time of the Asid Lavi, it's the first stage of the Asid Lavi. And there we have Am Yisrael and we have Umas HaOlam as well. Umas HaOlam are enjoying and benefiting from the time of Sukkot. Shivim Umois. They're getting the Purim, the bulls are connected to Shivim Umois. And that's what's mentioned in Novi Zechariah, that the Umas Yisrael will come and join Am Yisrael in Chag HaSukkos. But then when you get into Shmini Atzeres, then that's when only Am Yisrael stays. And there's no place to Umas Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara of the Zohar refers to. That in the end of Sukkos, the Umas Yisrael are in the Sukkah, Kshbora brings a son, and they have to kick the Sukkah and leave. When Sukkos ends, they leave. They're in the end. They go away from Sukkos. When Sukkos ends, it ends together with Umas Yisrael. You get to the eighth day with Am Yisrael only. And this is what the Gemara tells us over here. During the time of Sukkos, you have Shivim Parim Keneged Shivim Umos. That's Keneged the first part of L'Asid Lavoi. But then when you get to Shmini Atzeres, the time of Olam Haba, the second part of L'Asid Lavoi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael, I want to have a Suda Ketana, time only you and me are together. That's the Shmini Atzeres, which is Keneged Olam Haba. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.